Welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast for anyone who wants to raise other people's money for a business or property venture. Right now, there has never been more money on the planet, and there has never been more opportunity. This podcast will help you put the two together. So, if you need money for your business or property proposals from banks, lenders, angels, whales, or dragons, this is the podcast for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of How to Raise Money podcast with me, Ray McLennan.
And it's with me, Nigel T-Best. Raymondo, how the devil are you?
Slack-jawed, actually, at the news. The news. We were going to discuss this anyway, weren't we, about Liz Truss and her book.
Yeah.
Liz Truss, who, as you may or may not know, was the shortest-serving prime minister in the world, no, that the UK has ever had. Was it 45 days she lasted? Something like that?
Something like that. A bit like Brian Clough at Leeds United. A certain age.
But she's claiming that it was very stupid or malevolent to say she crashed the economy. And, you know, some part of me actually thinks she's actually correct. You know, what she was proposing was actually conservative values, if you like, you know, about growth and grow the economy and so on. And the way that they turned upon her quickly was quite, it looked almost coordinated, Nigel. I don't know about you, what you think, but it did seem a bit odd, shall we put it that way. And I think history might be kinder to her than we think. But I haven't even read this book yet. I suppose if we're going to talk about a book, it'd be a good idea to have read the flippin' thing.
Yeah, right. It's one of these things. I've seen a few snippets of some interviews and stuff, and I've thought this from day one. I mean, it's like the fact that I heard the other day that three conspiracy theorists walked into a pub. Now, you're not trying to tell me that's a coincidence, are you? But it's one of these things, Ray. We've just gone through a pandemic.
Yep.
We have borrowed half a trillion to a trillion.
Yep.
We've printed money left, right, and center. And her proposal in this sort of a mini budget or whatever was to raise an amount of money, which was about a tenth or less of what we'd just been spending on PPE that had never turned up. Uh-huh. And the whole, every man and his dog turned against her. And all of a sudden it triggers basically a piling. Do you remember at school? Do you remember at school if you had a tube of sweets or something and you went to the front of the class at a lunchtime or something, it was a rainy day, everyone's a bit stir crazy, and you had a tube of sweets, you picked one up and you just went scramble and lobbed a sweet into the middle of the classroom and just saw everyone pile in. It was a bit like that. Somebody somewhere just said, scramble, and you know, and they all dived in. And what have we found? Well, when the smoke clears, you get people like the chairman of Tesco's saying, we've made record profits. And they go, yes, wasn't inflation a bad thing? But we think now that we've made an enormous amount of money at everyone's expense with fake inflation on food products, we might be able to control it a little bit. I mean, the guy is just at the barefaced cheek of someone to say that we're doing everything we can to keep prices at the same level, et cetera, and then makes profits jump to that extent. You know, we're talking billions of increase in their profits, never mind what in their accounting shenanigans they've probably earmarked and offset and done all sorts as well. For him to turn around and say it was out of their hands is just breathtakingly, you know, outrageous. And how, you know, the media don't pick up on it is just, I just don't get it. So going back to Liz Truss, she puts in some measures to say, look, if we're not careful, the economy is going to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, you know, all of a sudden everyone rounds on her and that was it. Now, Ray, I've got two theories on this. One, she's a woman and it's a male world, and they hate women.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they especially hate popular women because, let's face it, you know, she wasn't in the running to be prime minister within the party, but then they put it out to the members having done some of these TV debates where Rishi Sunak came across as a really nasty piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone voted for her. Now, I don't think the Conservative Party were expecting Liz Truss to be voted as the leader to be, you know, put in as prime minister. And I think there was resentment there. I think you call it whatever ism you want. I think they were out to get her, and they were going to teach her a lesson, because I think probably waiting in the wings were, okay, folks, we need to create a situation in the economy where we can all suddenly make some profit because we've had a tough time through COVID. Let's open the floodgates. Let's make some money and all the rest of it. And what's the excuse? Well, we need a fall guy or we need a fall woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw Liz under the London Red number 9 bus. And if you wouldn't mind backing it up just to make sure she's completely squished, that'd be great. So, you know, how to raise money? Well,
become the Tesco chairman.
you do it legitimately, or you trigger an excuse to just bloody fill your pocket.
And just to show we have actually done our research on this particular topic, it was 2.2 billion. Nigel was trying to remember the figure that Tesco had declared before tax, which was significantly higher than the 882 million from 2022. So their share dividend has gone up from 705 to 825p. And that seems to be a result, well, as far as they're concerned. Jolly good.
I was going to say, what's that? That dividend has increased by, 14% or something? Trying to do the maths in my head.
Yep.
okay, so in a time of cost of living crisis, everything being hard, you know, Tesco's having to pay people more, pay more for the stuff. How the hell have they managed to get a 14% increase?
Yeah.
You know, that's not even running at the inflation rate. You know, that is, folks, this is, I don't know. Am I going off on one? Who cares? You know, best is ranting, but all I'm saying is that you cannot justify that when you are in control of setting your own prices. You cannot say that it's down to inflation. Mm. You just can't do it. And you will not see in the accounts everything that they have kind of pledged capital stuff. You know, they've probably made double that. And then they've probably offset all sorts of things that they are earmarked for future things. You know, and brought that profit down as low as it can go, without being caught with your pants down. But well, you know, I just think it's, you know,
some other sector that's raising money quite well, or raising a lot of money, is the banking sector, because here we are, the first year's quarter earnings are out, and you've got Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and all the rest of it being kicked into touch by Goldman Sachs, because they beat all the Wall Street estimates, and they say it was fueled by a recovery in underwriting deals and bond trading. It lifted its earnings to the highest since 2021. So Goldman's profits for the quarter rose 28% to $4.13 billion. And therefore they're getting $11.58 a share. It was higher than the $8.56 per share that analysts expected. So gone up from $8.56 to $11.58, the highest. And it's climbed already. The stock has climbed more than 4% in this year, compared with drops with some of the others. So very interesting, I see. The earnings were, as they quoted it, a near perfect print with most profit drivers performing much better than expected. And this will relieve pressure on Solomon after a foray into consumer banking lost them billions. And obviously we know about the Signature Bank and the other banks beginning with S that all went pop earlier last year. It's just, it's just bizarre, isn't it? Where does this profit, and I mean, that's per quarter. Where does it all come from, Nigel? Where does it come from?
Ray, do you know, I have a feeling I'm going to be running up the red flag soon, you know, because you look at this and you just think, bloody hell. You know, so many people I know that are going out trying to raise money for their projects. They're going to the banks, and the banks are sort of, I don't know. They've got this really weird, over-the-top requirement for personal guarantees, for, you know, tiny loan-to-values. They're giving nothing to savers. They're charging extortionate rates for borrowers. You know, and you're looking at it and you're going, Jeff and Nora, you're making, you know, an absolute arm and a leg. And again, these are just what they put through on the accounts, the version they want to release. You know, this isn't what's actually going on. You know, to always take it with a pinch of salt, folks, because when they put record profits, those profits could probably, if they did some other ways of presenting it, probably be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times what they are there.
Well, they're not shy. They're not shy at putting their prices up. I mean, they've put up their prices. They put up their fees by 32%. That's their fees from underwriting debt and stock offerings, as well as advising on mergers. But I love this quote. It was another article, which was, I think, Motley Fool or something. And they said the Federal Reserve in America, who are obviously printing money like it's going out of fashion, right? They're printing it, pumping it out. So who's benefiting from all of this? Well, lo and behold, it's all their pals, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, quote, the Federal Reserve has so far managed to steer the economy towards a soft landing in which it raised interest rates and tamed inflation while avoiding a major downturn. Well, guess what? Inflation, if inflation was calculated the same way as it was in the 1980s, inflation would be 16.16%. 16, not the way they go, oh, inflation has come down by 2%. It's come down by 2% from 12 or whatever. It's absolutely bizarre. And even when you look at the Office of National Statistics or in America, the Department of Treasury, the way they calculate a recession and the way they calculate everything now is completely changed. They've just decided to change the way they calculate and the description so that it, well, it used to be a recession, but it isn't one anymore because we've changed the figure. Used to be inflation, used to be high, but now it's not high at all because we've, all these things that you actually spend your money on, we've taken them out of the basket of things. And now, you know, that's all. No, nothing to see here, folks. Everything's fine. Meanwhile, you've got people out there who, I believe now, I don't know if you saw this article, Nigel, cannot afford to go to McDonald's. They can't afford to eat anymore because a burger in McDonald's in the last 20 years has gone up nearly 300%. Nearly 300%. And if you go there now, the person at the counter who, you know, says, are you using the app today? And then you go to pay and you go around and go, how would you like to pay? They should have a mask and a gun. They really ought to when they stand there in that little booth and, you know, hold the credit card machine out to you. I love it then when they do that and I offer them cash and you see them kind of freaking out, especially if you know, if it comes to something like, I don't know, £9.80 or something, whatever the figure is. You know that way you give them some change to make up to, the change will be £5 instead of a load of coins that you're going to bundle in your pocket. And you can just see their face like not computing when you say, well, if I give you an extra 50p, instead of giving me £4.50 change, you can give me a £5 note. Supervisor, you know, does not compute. And then one of them, it didn't compute. So they handed me the £4.50. I said, here's the 50p. If I add that to that and give it back to you, you can now give me a £5 note. You know what she said? I can't open the till unless I put an order through. Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, we're talking about how to raise money in the How to Raise Money podcast. If you have any anecdotes, examples, stories you'd like to share with us, as some people have, then, you know, you can say hello at htrmoney.co.uk and we will get in back in touch with you. Now, how to raise money, how to save money, Nigel. I'm going to give people an offer here. Here we go, folks. Get ready for your offer.
Is this an offer they can't refuse?
This is an offer they can't refuse. Either their signature is going to be on the contract or something else. No. If I am testing out and have paid for, and I'm testing out some AI software, and it's legal AI software, mostly I'm testing it in a specific sector, which is dealing with debts, dealing with bankers, dealing with any challenges that people might have. So if you have a particular conundrum, and if you know what a prompt is, so a prompt is when you ask AI a particular question to get the answer. So for example, if somebody was being harassed by a debt collector, let's say, And that debt collector had not sent any notice. So, you know, you've got a thing through the post, you don't know what it's for, and they're hassling you, and they're threatening to come around your house and take all your stuff. You know the way they do. How do you deal with that? The prompt you would put in would be something along the lines of, you know, in the United Kingdom, I have been harassed by a debt collector over a debt that I know nothing about. Please draft me a letter to make this debt collector do one or go away. That's the sort of prompt you can type in, and then it spits out a letter. So for anyone who's listening to this that has that particular challenge, conundrum, if you want to not mind raise money, but save some money from a lawyer's letter or whatever, then send the prompt to hello@htartmoney.co.uk. Put in the subject line prompt, and I will put it through the AI and send you a reply. See how you like them apples. How about that, Nigel, for a free offer, folks? It's valid for today only. No, it'll be valid for the month of April, let's say. So if you're listening to this in May or June, you've missed your chance. But if you're listening to this in April 2024, I might add, we have a couple of weeks left of that month to go. So there's an offer for you. If you're listening to this, hello@htrmoney.co.uk. If it's outside April and you want to do this, then there might be a donation required, let's just say, which will cover the cost, go somewhere towards covering the cost of the AI. And I think that's reasonably fair. A donation can be whatever you think it is. No one's going to hold a gun to your head and say it's got to be this or it's got to be that. How about that, Nigel? How about that for an offer? Do we think that's a decent offer?
Fairer than thou.
You were about to quote Shakespeare.
you can't say fairer than that.
Boom.
Hey, you can't. Yeah.
Anyway,
if it's one of those days, let me say something. I actually told a joke on a Teams Zoom meeting at an event yesterday. Nobody laughed. Turns out I'm not even remotely funny. Hey, I'm here all week.
I like the way you said a Teams Zoom meeting. I've just upgraded. I've added a second string to my yogurt pot. So now three of us can converse at the same time. Right up there. And next week, I'm hoping to get a long curly cord for my landline so I can walk with it into the next room.
Technology has no bounds. I think people that are listening to this are probably going to say, well, it's called the How to Raise Money podcast. Are you going to get to the point? Are you actually going to talk about raising money? We did talk in the previous episode, ladies and gentlemen, about alternative ways of raising money. And we do have to close that particular loop, which we will do in the next episode, I am sure. So let's not waffle anymore. That reminds me. This morning I made a Belgian waffle. This afternoon I made a Frenchman talk bollocks. Hey! You're all weak.
Yeah. Will that bit survive the edit?
Well, I don't know. Here's another dad joke then to finish off with. My wife is blaming me for ruining her birthday. It's ridiculous. I didn't even know it was her birthday.
There you go. Well, I've been to France recently.
Yes, you have.
And, you know, I...
The Dream House or the...
One of the Dream Houses. And
the Rêve Maison, I believe it will be called.
something like that. And I asked the kids, I said, why do the French only ever buy one egg? And they looked at me and they went, I don't know. I said, well, one egg is always enough.
Oh, groan. Oh, well,
I think we better go.
Things have deteriorated, exactly. Yeah, they've deteriorated so bad that I think we ought to go. All right. Yeah. I have been Ray McLennan.
And I'm still Nigel T-Best. This was How to Raise a Laugh podcast. Please help. All donations and support required.
And don't forget to send your prompts to hello@htrmoney.co.uk and I'll run them through the legal AI software and spit out a reply for you. And on that freebie bombshell, I have been Ray McLennan.
He still is, you know, folks. He still is. And I'm still the other one. See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the How to Raise Money podcast. It's made for people who want to raise money as debt or investment equity for their business or property proposal or empire. The website has all the useful links and underlying research, and you can get downloads of the checklists and other useful information. See you next time, where we can show you how to raise money. There is abundance. There is money enough for everyone on the planet. The question is, who has yours?